In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe for whatever happens next. Grab Kleenex.
It's Q104, Shaboozy. You don't enjoy the just have some coffee and figure it out kind of mornings?
I would enjoy it more if I wasn't figuring it out. If I knew what I was doing and enjoying coffee, that would be more fun to me.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about like right now how we're scrambling to find passwords and things like that. I just mean like on a Saturday morning, you get up, you pour some coffee, you sit on the couch, and you're like, okay, what am I going to do today?
Oh, yeah, that sounds wonderful. But yeah, me trying to figure out, we had to update our computers yesterday. So we got logged out of every tab that we are usually logged into. And it's now coming to my attention that I don't know the passwords to like half of these.
It's kind of ironic. Why did we update our laptops? Why were they updated?
Because Windows 10 is going away.
Okay.
We had to. We had no choice. This has nothing to do with our company.
What do you mean it's going away?
That's what the engineers told me. I don't know. Windows 10, the processing system that like we use on our computer.
Okay.
They're updating that. So we had to update it.
So now we have Windows 11 on our laptops.
Mm-hmm.
And Windows 11 is supposed to make our lives easier.
Supposedly.
Theoretically.
Theoretically, sure.
At the moment, our lives are not easier. Because, as you said, Alyssa, yeah, we have nothing. Like, we're starting. It's almost like we're new employees.
That's what I was going to say. It feels like my first day on the job. Like, even, you know, when, like, you get to work, and at least I've always been like this on my work computer, I always have bookmarks of, like, the tabs that I go to every single day. My email, Google Drive, whatever. And they're all gone. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So now I have to redo all my bookmarks to log back into everything. It sounds like a first world problem because it is, but it's very tedious.
We might be able to divide and conquer. For example, I have the texts. I have the text machine up and running.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to figure out how to find out the password so I can give it to you so you can get the text.
Yeah, so we share some passwords, too. Not because we're supposed to, but just because one of us doesn't have passwords to things.
216-474-0104. That is, well, that's our phone number. That's how you can call the show, but it's also how you can text the show as well. You can drop us a text. Let us know what you're doing right now. Let us know if you have any plans for the weekend. Did any storms wake you up last night?
Not me, no, but I was surprised when I woke up this morning to hear them still like raging on near my house.
See, I didn't think they were that bad. When I got up this morning, I looked outside and it was bone dry. It was perfect.
Really?
And then I went to go make some coffee, and then all of a sudden I hear some rumbles, and then it opened up.
Yep.
It was pouring, but it was so quick. It went through so quick.
Yeah.
Like, was over in minutes.
Were you still at home by the time it stopped, or were you already in the car?
When I left for work this morning, the rain had stopped and it had moved on. Out of Rocky River anyway. I'm sure it's somewhere else.
Yeah, as I was driving into downtown, it let up. But when I was out in Parma, when I woke up this morning to come in, it was still pouring down pretty hard.
And I'm kind of bummed because it looks like a cooler weekend on the way. I've been getting used to these warm temperatures the past few days, but a cooler weekend on the way. And then next week looks like 50s and 60s.
Oh, come on.
Like, I'm looking ahead to Memorial Day weekend, and I'm like, come on, let's go.
I thought we were out of the woods on this.
Well, I don't think the weather's going to be bad. It's just on the cool side.
I would enjoy some more 70-degree days, though.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So let's get going this morning. We're trying to figure things out. Thank you so much for being here, by the way. Good vibes on the way. Red Flag Friday is coming up a little bit later on at 7:25. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play two times this morning at 7:55 and 8:55. And, oh, more sold-out Benson Boone tickets. Here's the details on that. It's Q104. Good morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So we have not been discussing the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni lawsuit mess that is going on right now. For me, it's because it's really, really complicated. And I don't know how we'd be able to stay on top of it every single day.
Yeah, there's just a lot of moving parts in it. And honestly, I don't even know all the details. That's another reason that I haven't wanted to touch it, because I'm not totally sure what's going on.
It's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, to me, it's not funny. Like, I like to get into lawsuits and stuff that are funny.
Right.
Like, there's nothing
But this is like real people, real lives, real stuff going on.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we could do a podcast on it or something like, if people are interested, because it does go to trial in March.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could talk about it, like maybe set a benchmark, like every day at 6:40, we're going to talk about.
We'll do an update.
Yeah. Well, I'm only talking about it now because of the detail that I'm seeing this morning. So in this lawsuit that Blake Lively has with Justin Baldoni, Justin Baldoni's lawyer has alleged that Blake Lively's team threatened to use Taylor Swift's private text to pressure Taylor into giving Blake public support. Like, is that a confusing sentence? I'm gonna say it again. So Justin Baldoni's lawyers in court have accused Blake Lively's team of threatening to use Taylor Swift's private text to pressure Taylor into making a public statement to support Blake Lively. That is crazy.
Yeah, no, that is nuts.
Like if they're supposed to be really, really good friends, I mean, that's insane. If that's true.
A huge bombshell. Like that's a huge development in this story. Yeah, like I saw this last night. This came out. But basically what they wanted to happen, what Blake Lively's team wanted Taylor Swift to do was release a statement on her social media to, you know, take Blake Lively's side in this. And Blake Lively's absence from the Super Bowl this year was also brought into this. Because if you remember, 2 years ago, like, I guess for the past couple of years, Blake Lively has gone with Taylor to the Super Bowl or something. Is that what it is? Or maybe it was just last year. Either way, she was not there this year. And that was cited as, like, a reason why they wanted Taylor to take sides in this publicly, because they're like, well, it seems like you might be a little upset with her since you didn't take her to the Super Bowl. So can you please say something?
Blake Lively's lawyers are saying that the claim is false. They're denying that happened. And the judge in the case has actually thrown that out. He struck. So this was presented into evidence by Justin Baldoni's team. He has struck the letter from the record. The judge says this is an attempt to stir public scandal.
Mm.
And so he's not allowing it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who you believe there.
Yeah, I mean, like, what we're reading is it's saying that Blake Lively's team was threatening to release, quote, 10 years of private text messages between Blake and Taylor, which, I mean, that would be...
Yeah.
Brutal.
That's crazy.
So I don't know. I might be a little more into it now because this is really something.
Yeah. Again, the trial doesn't begin until March of next year. So it could be something that we're paying attention to every single day. All right, good vibes on the way this morning. Let's get some good vibes going. 216-474-0104. Something that has you in a good mood this morning. Something that maybe you're looking forward to this weekend, next week, let us know. 216-474-0104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
I've never called a radio station before.
You haven't? This is your first time ever?
Yes.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
So, Michelle, in Cleveland, do you have a good vibe to share with us?
I do. My foster kitten got adopted yesterday. His name is Zest.
Wait! Oh, my gosh! Wait, this is Michelle! This is my kitty's foster mom!
Yes, so that is my good vibe to share this morning.
That's my good vibe today, too. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you called.
I mean, I tuned in. I was like, oh, I hope I got them. I wasn't sure when your show ended. I love him so much. He came so far from where he was when I picked him up in January. And when they were like, Zeph got adopted, I'm like, no way. Are you kidding me? Like, oh, my gosh. Because he's technically been with the shelter for like 112 days.
Oh, my gosh.
He was only in the shelter for like maybe a month.
Oh, he was only in the shelter for like a month. So you had him the rest of the time.
Yeah. So I've had him since January.
Oh, my gosh.
And worked with him. He's named Zest because he was very zesty and he was very hissy and like, I don't like you.
That is so funny because we were like, there's no way we can keep the name Zest because he is the most docile, like sweetest little boy. He didn't leave my side all night.
He was not when I picked him up.
Oh my gosh. That is so stinking funny. He is so cute. He is like the sweetest little bean. I did not want to leave him this morning.
And like, as soon as you pick him up and he just becomes this like lovable boneless blob.
Yeah. He's just like jello.
And I kept that all the volunteers were like, well, he hisses. And I'm like, pick him up. He will not hiss. I'm telling you, pick him up. He loves to be held.
Oh, yeah.
One of those little, like, slings or a papoose and carry him around in it.
Oh, I'm sure he would love that. My husband was actually the first one to hold him. And within 30 seconds, it was game over because Zest was, like, clinging to him.
Aww,
and, like, giving him little kitty hugs.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know how happy that makes me. I'm sorry.
Michelle, tell us a little bit about your organization.
So I volunteer for the Parma Animal Shelter. They're on State Road in Parma. Not to be confused with the ASPCA. Totally different. And we take care of dogs, cats. My specific role with the cat side is they give me the spicy kittens or the shy cats, the ones that need socialization. They need to become a little bit more friendly. They need to learn some house skills, that kind of stuff. Same with the dog. So if you have a dog that has a behavioral issue or they're shy or they came from a puppy mill and they don't really know how to dog, those are the ones that I take in to foster. And Parma's great to foster with because they help provide everything that you need to foster. And then they have, you know, when you get the kitties, I say I bake them with love. And I'll be like, this one needs to bake a little bit more, right? And then you bring them back to the shelter and you get them adopted. And it's fantastic. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you did such a good job with making little Mr. Zest less zesty because he is not spicy at all anymore.
Oh, thank you. I was worried because I kept him a little bit longer than I normally do. I'm like, he needs to bake more. He needs more love.
What a great story. I'm happy the two of you got together.
Me too.
Me too. Yes. Please text me. I love updates.
Oh, I will make sure to send you plenty of updates of little Zest's adventures.
Wonderful. I love happy endings.
You and me both, sister.
Have a great day.
You too. Call back anytime.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So before I get to my interesting proposition, which basically, I thought of this morning, by the way.
Oh, you did?
This idea popped into my head this morning, and I want to tell you about it. But first, I want to kind of give you a little background, the genesis for all of this.
Okay.
So Alyssa and I both, not just me, but Alyssa and I, have been exploring side hustles.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to bring in some extra cash. You know, me personally, I mean, I would love to do what I'm doing until I'm 70. I don't think they're going to let me do what I'm doing until I'm 70.
You only got 20 more years.
So I have to start thinking about, you know, doing some other things, you know, trying to extend my career a little bit.
Right. Expand the skill set.
However, I'm not very good at many things. So It's been difficult to find, you know, things to do. Alyssa, the same thing. And in fact, we had talked about maybe doing a podcast on this to give, you know, more details and to go into more.
All the ins and outs of it.
Of what we're doing, of what we're exploring. So for me, what I've only just begun doing this. I have dipped my toe into the waters of this, and that is being a PA announcer. I really want to explore to see if being a PA announcer is something that I can do.
I think that this is like perfect for you, especially with your boys being in sports. You've already obviously got the voice for it. I love this for you.
I have almost no experience doing it. I did do it when I was in high school. I was the PA announcer for the girls basketball team when I was in high school. That's the only thing on my resume.
Who would have ever thought that experience is actually coming back all these years later to help you out?
So I have been, I've actually gotten my start. I've done some high school lacrosse games for a local high school. I don't want to mention who because they haven't given me permission to do that. So I'm interested in expanding this. All right. Cut to last night. I'm at my son Will's baseball team. And after the game, one of the moms on the team came up to me and she said, would you consider doing the intros for the boys when they're up to bat? Like the intro announcements. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I'm like, what do I have to do? And she said, she brings out the phone. She's like, I'll just record it right now. And then you load it into this app. And then it's all.
Oh my gosh.
Like
so you don't even have to be there.
It's so, yeah, I don't have to do it live.
Oh my gosh.
It's all recorded.
Oh, that's so cool. Like, and that like makes it like a little more exciting for the kids too. I'm sure that makes them feel more like, you know, like they're in the big leagues.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of teams do it over the years. I don't really know how they've done it. From what I understand, you have to. I think it can be done with AI, and I guess that Will's team was using the AI voice and they didn't like it, so they were looking to upgrade.
Right, to have a real person.
and I guess you can pay for this too. There's people who do this and, you know, you have to pay a fee, but then you can get a professional announcer to intro your players. And so, but it was so simple. Like I went through the entire lineup and she recorded it and it's completely done. It took like less than 5 minutes to do.
Oh, wow.
So my idea is if you can help me with my experience in building my resume.
Building his demo reel for PA announcing.
I am offering my services to your baseball / softball team or whatever you might need an intro for this spring and summer.
Whatever sport you're playing, maybe recreationally with your friends, maybe your kiddos are on a team. Whoever's playing a sport, Bill wants to be there or be there in voice.
Yes, I would figure out how to get you the audio. I would either record the file and send it to you or whatever. We'll make the arrangements. But I'm offering my services for free.
$0.
I will do it for you for free. I will intro your team. Would you like a little demonstration?
Yes, please. Like,
this is exactly how it went last night. This is all I had to do.
Yeah, give us a trial run so we can see what we're in for.
Now batting, number 32, Will Ryan.
Woo! And the crowd goes wild! That's really good. You're really good at that. You should do something like radio. I don't know. Be crazy.
Well, it's two different things. Like when I tell people about this, they get it confused. They think I want to do play-by-play. Like what?
That's intense. That's like calling the game, like
right.
What's happening on the field, and that's a lot.
I can't do that. I can't do play-by-play, but I can do the PA announce.
You can get the crowd hyped up, though. You can get the players hyped up to go up to bat.
Next on the Q Morning Show, Red Flag Friday.
There we go. Bring it to the show, too. Why not?
Sorry. I don't want to keep like doing demonstrations, but that's what it would sound like. 216-474-0104. That is our text line. You can just send me a text and we'll work it out. Again, offering my services to intro your little league, your travel baseball team, softball team, soccer, whatever you need an intro for, I will do it for free.
All right. There we go.
That is my thank you to you for listening to this show.
He's so generous.
And we do have Red Flag Friday coming up.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Q Morning Show. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday. So this is usually for people who have just started dating. It's a new relationship. Things are fresh. You're figuring each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you notice something that isn't quite right.
And you're just kind of like, oh, huh.
And you're looking to the future. Is this a red flag? Would this affect my relationship now? Will this make it worse later if I don't address it right now? So Lucas is going to join us. By the way, I don't know if I'm going to have good advice for Lucas. And I don't know if Alyssa's going to have good advice for Lucas.
Hopefully somebody out there has some good advice, though.
Exactly right. That's why we bring it to the show. Lucas, good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about the red flag that you've noticed with someone that you're dating.
Yeah, of course. So I just started seeing this girl, and we've been on, I think, it's been 3 dates now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do really like her, but there's this, like, thing she keeps doing, and it kind of has me concerned.
Okay.
This thing. What is this thing?
Okay, so at least 2 of our dates now, we've just been, like, sitting there. And one time she was referencing our server. Another time it was just like this random girl. But she turns to me and she's like, "Do you think she's pretty?" And she's done it by like text at least twice.
About the server?
Well, yeah. So she asked about the server and she asked about this random girl. And then over text, we were talking about this movie. And she was like, "Oh my God, Sydney Sweeney." Out of the blue, she's like, "Do you think she's pretty?"
Oh, do you think Sydney Sweeney's pretty? I thought you were indicating that she texted you later about the server, like she wouldn't give it up. But you're saying that it's about Sydney Sweeney now. She wants to know if you think Sydney Sweeney's pretty.
Yes.
Okay.
That would actually be more disturbing if she was following up on
right.
the server.
Right. Yeah. That's where my mind was going. So how do you respond to all this when she's asking you about all of these random women,
yeah,
and if
they're
pretty.
Yeah, that's so uncomfortable.
So the first time, I pretended I didn't hear her.
That's one way to deal with it.
Yeah. And if you were talking about the server, I lied and I said, no, not really.
Oh, you and did think the server was attractive.
Oh, that's a development.
Yeah, that would just be weird for her to like stare down the server.
Okay, so, but you did lie. You thought the server was attractive, but you told this girl that you're dating that the server is not attractive.
Correct.
Okay. And what did you say about Sydney Sweeney?
I just said, oh, she's pretty, but not my type.
Oh, that might be a more obvious lie right there, because I feel like Sydney Sweeney is every guy's type.
Yeah.
I think Lucas is handling this perfectly, though.
He really is. Props to you, man.
These are really good answers.
Tough questions, too.
But let's get to the issue at hand. So this is a problem, right, that she keeps asking you about women and are they pretty?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a red flag because either, like, is she testing me?
Mm.
Or maybe this is, like, a sign of a major insecurity.
Because,
I mean, like, I can't handle dating a girl that's super insecure. Like, if I have to keep validating her looks all the time, I'd probably rather avoid that. Like, I need someone who knows their worth.
What do you think, Alyssa? Red flag?
This one's a little tough because I think, Lucas, you said it perfectly. I don't think that this is a test for you. It might be a little bit, but I think it's more so her being insecure. And I can't count insecurity as a red flag in and of itself. However, if that's something that you don't think you're going to be able to jive with, might not be the relationship for you.
216-474-0104. I don't know what I think. Yeah, I guess it's a red flag, but is it something that Lucas can deal with? And maybe as the relationship progresses, maybe she will become more secure in the relationship and those questions will stop.
Very, very possible.
Let's discuss, is this a red flag for Lucas's relationship? Is this a warning sign for the future? The girl that he's dating keeps asking him, do you think she's pretty? Asking about other women. 216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday, it's the Q Morning Show. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday. Lucas is dating a girl, and he likes her. They've gone out on a few dates now. But he said that there's a question that she's been asking him, and it's come up like three times now, he said. Twice while he's been out with her, mm-hmm. One time over text. And the question is, when there's another girl in the vicinity, for example, when they were at a restaurant and it was the server, this girl would ask Lucas, do you think she's pretty?
And she even brought it up when he was watching a movie with Sydney Sweeney.
Do you think she's pretty?
Do you think she is pretty?
That's a trap.
That is a trap, if I've ever heard one.
But is it a red flag? Lindsay in North Olmsted, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think it's a red flag for the two of them?
Huge red flag. I think that she is very insecure. I'm happily married, and yes, I'm not stupid. I know my husband thinks other women are probably good looking, but I am secure enough to know that he loves me and thinks that I'm attractive. So I think that he's going to fall down a rabbit hole and he's just going to have to constantly validate how she feels.
Let me ask you this, Lindsay. Were you always secure?
That's what I was going to ask.
You know, I was. Like, I knew what I brought to the table, and hey, if they don't want it, that's fine with me. I'll go somewhere else.
Because on Red Flag Friday, I don't always want the couple to just stop dating.
Like, no.
I think it's fine to identify red flags and keep them in mind, but I'm thinking that maybe as time goes by and their relationship becomes more solid, that she would become more secure and stop asking questions like that.
I think that the way that she's asking also makes a difference because, like, via text, it's hard to know someone's tone. But, like, in the restaurant, it might have been like do you think she's pretty? Like, or she could have been like, oh my gosh, that girl is so pretty. Do you think she's pretty? Like, it could have been something like that. We don't know the context either.
Jonathan in Barberton. Jonathan, do you think it's a red flag that this girl is asking Lucas about other girls? Do you think she's pretty?
Well, it could be a red flag if she's asking because she's insecure, like you guys are saying, but it could also be her providing a test to see if he's going to be honest about other women. Because some women, they just want to know if you think they're pretty, and some women might be testing to see if you're looking. And
that's a good point, too.
Honest.
you know, this could be like, we're thinking that, you know, she wouldn't want to hear if he does think that another girl is pretty. Maybe, though, this is her trying to see if he is comfortable enough to tell her the truth.
Is it a red flag that she's putting him to a test?
No, it's not a red flag, because this is the beginning of a relationship. Compared to that last caller who's married, of course she knows that her husband's looking at other women, because every man looks at women. But this is a new relationship, and she's testing this guy to see if he's going to be honest with her, because what woman or man wants to be with somebody else if they're going to be dishonest?
Very right. True.
Thank you, Jonathan. A friend of mine texted me, and he said, I've had this happen before, and he said, I've had a girl ask me, do you think she's pretty? He says, I've used this response, and it works. So the correct answer when your girlfriend asks you if you think another girl is pretty, you're supposed to say, well, since you asked, you must think she's pretty.
Oh, a little reverse psychology action. Flip it back on them.
Kind of throws it back on her. Yeah,
I think that a better answer, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. I think a better answer, if you're asked, do you think she's pretty, would be like, I didn't really look. Either way, you're prettier, though.
Is that lying?
I don't know. Is it? That's really the question.
You don't want to lie. That's why I like throwing it back, turning it around, turning the tables.
Playing some mind games over there.
Turning the turntables. It's Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Maria is on the line. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You were listening to Red Flag Friday?
I was, yes.
What were your thoughts?
This whole time I'm just sitting here listening, wondering why no one has thought, is she asking because she might want to have a threesome?
I didn't even think of that. Like, literally.
I know, no one was. I'm like, there's no way out of all the listeners that no one else is thinking that.
Oh,
no.
Didn't even cross my mind.
Well, of course crossed my mind.
Oh, it did? And I'm even looking at the text. I don't even see anybody texting.
Oh, no, I saw that text.
Oh, you did?
Every time I see it, I just assume it's some guy texting.
Oh. Oh, my gosh, how funny.
Nope, not this time.
Well, wouldn't you like to continue this conversation?
Me?
Would I like to continue it?
Well, there's no time. There's no time to talk about threesomes. We can't talk about it.
Too bad.
There's
we can't
no
get
time.
Into threesomes before 8 a.m. Oh, on a Friday.
Should we do a separate podcast on this? We
can
do
geez.
That. We'll just do a...
X-rated.
Right. The bonus spicy
not
podcast.
Not safe for work podcast.
We're going to get to some wholesome content.
Yeah, I think we need some of that.
We call it Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You versus Alyssa. We also have, I believe they are tickets and a whole bunch of extras to the National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest happening in Berea, Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. So that's coming up in less than 10 minutes. The Q Morning Show.
Hang tight. Bill and Alyssa have more confessions, conversations in Cleveland. Next on the Q Morning Show. This is Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Anthony in Sandusky, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Awesome.
So let's play. Question number one, Anthony. Rebecca Black once wrote a song about her favorite day ever. What day is it?
Friday.
Question two. The wife of Colin Jost is hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. Who is that?
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Question three. In the UK, what does the word boot commonly refer to on a car?
The trunk.
Question four. What is the Hawaiian word for family?
Ohana.
Final question. What is the name of Napoleon Dynamite's pet llama?
Crap. I have no idea.
Not even going to venture a guess?
Not even venture a guess, because the only thing that comes to my name is Pedro, and I know that's not it.
Okay, Anthony, you did pretty well. Let's get Alyssa back in here.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Yeah, let's see. You have one, two, three today. That is pretty good. That could be enough to beat Alyssa today. We're about to find out. Alyssa is heading back into the studio. Her headphones are going on. Alyssa, it's Anthony in Sandusky.
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Anthony just went 3 for 5.
Nice. Okay.
A very respectable 3 for 5. So Alyssa needs 3 questions right to tie and 4 to outright win. Alyssa, are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Rebecca Black once wrote a song about her favorite day ever.
Friday.
Should we go all the way to the hook?
Yup.
Okay.
It's Friday, Friday, got it down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend.
All right, that's enough of that.
Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. No, oh. Keep it going.
I'm in.
No, oh, we got to go to question 2. The wife of Colin Jost is hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. Who is that?
Scarlett Johansson.
That is correct.
I knew that. I could see her face, but I couldn't remember her name.
Oh, that's the worst.
Question 3. In the UK, what does the word boot commonly refer to on a car?
A tire?
Sorry, it's the trunk.
Huh. Interesting.
Alyssa has 2 points. She still needs 1 more just to tie Anthony, and we move to question 4. What is the Hawaiian word for family?
Ohana.
Did you know that because of Lilo and Stitch?
Yes, I did.
Did you too, Anthony, Lilo and Stitch?
Same. Yeah.
Same thing.
Ohana means family.
And no one gets left behind.
Exactly.
All right, final question. Another movie question. What is the name of Napoleon Dynamite's pet llama?
Oh, my. Oh, this is gonna.
Come on.
This is going to make me so mad. I'm going to be kicking myself because I should know this, I don't.
You can picture it. He comes outside. He has dinner.
I have seen this movie so many times. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Tina!
Oh, no!
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner!
I knew that was going to kill me.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so Alyssa also went 3 for 5. We have a tie today, Anthony.
Well, at least it's better than that light, Alyssa.
There we go. We love the optimism.
Hey, you had fun, right? We have prizes for you, too. We have fun packs to Berea's National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest.
Woo! My name is Anthony, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Yeah, we're sending... What, 5, 6 listeners to the House of Blues tonight to go see Alex Warren? 2 of them are going backstage.
Yeah, we got to call them yesterday. That was so cool. Got to give them the good news.
Mindy and Kyrie from Lorraine, I believe.
Yep. Kyrie's only 13 and she's getting to go backstage tonight. I'm sure her friends have to be so jealous.
All right, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Yesterday at this time was when we got the announcement from Alyssa that Zest, the kitty, is now a member of the Rose family.
That he is. Zest the cat. So on a Wednesday night, we adopted a kitty to bring home from the Parma Animal Shelter. He's only 6 months. He's a little bean. His name from the shelter is Zest.
Now, how has Zest been adjusting to his new environment? Because you've had him for 2 nights. You have 2 other cats already in the house, Pound Cake and Scrabbles.
No. Oh, my gosh. You know Zest's name. Pancake and Caboodle are my other 2 cats.
Right.
So he has not met them yet. With cats, you have to keep them separated for like a week.
For 4 years.
No, for like a week. And it's killing us because we want to introduce them, but we can't. It's a little too overwhelming for them to do it all at once. So we're taking our time. But yesterday at this time, I was talking about how his shelter name is Zest.
Mm-hmm.
And actually this morning, his foster mom called us up during Good Vibes to tell us that her good vibe was that he got adopted. And we were talking about his name and why she called him Zest. If you want to play that clip.
So he's named Zest because he was very zesty and he was very hissy and like, I don't like you.
So that's the thing, though, is that when we got him, he was not zesty at all, actually. The most docile, calm lap kitty in the world. So we're renaming him. I've been running a poll on our Instagram of what you think Bryce and I chose for a name. So in fourth place, we had Smokey with 11% of the votes. Tie. Actually, so that would have been third place, 11% Smokey. Mm-hmm. A tie for second place between Burger and Leo. And the number one pick on our Instagram story at the Q Morning Show was Binks.
Binks.
With 33% of the vote. But Binks is the cat from Hocus Pocus, and I believe Binks is a black cat. Zest is not a black cat, so Binks is out in our book.
So you're saying you're ignoring the will of the people that voted Binks? You're saying,
oh, no, I put the poll, what do you think we named him, not what should we name him.
Oh, gotcha, all right.
So I was having people guess what we did name him. And I wish I had an answer. I thought that I was going to today. I almost do. I thought that we had landed on Leo.
Why have you not?
Well, because after I was already asleep last night, my husband, Bryce, woke me up out of a dead sleep to say, hey, I thought of another name. I went, what? He's like, what about Ozzy? We love Survivor. Ozzy is an iconic Survivor player, challenge beast. So now we're between Leo and Ozzy.
Oh my God.
I thought that we had this figured out, guys. I'm so sorry. I don't have a definitive answer for you today.
This is so on brand for you to take 7 to 8 days.
Could you imagine if I actually had a child trying to pick a name?
Oh my God.
We are struggling, but
I don't think they let you leave the hospital until you fill out the, you'd be in the hospital for months.
To put like TBD for the first name.
I don't think you can do that.
Hopefully come Monday, I will have an official name,
but I can tell you
it's between Ozzy and Leo right now.
Why don't you release some white smoke when you finally come up with that name?
Maybe I will. Maybe I just will.
So we'll all know. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play again one more time before the weekend, 8:55.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This morning, the Q Morning Show. Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So glad you're with us this morning. I read this article in the New York Post. I don't usually read the Post, but this article jumped out at me. I thought this would be good conversation. This is kind of like, what would you do if you were in this situation? How would you handle this? So there is a woman, and she is a mom, and she got a birthday invitation for the daughter of one of her friends.
Okay.
And she's reading through it, and the woman's like, okay, so it's a birthday party, but it's not at an actual location. And it says there on the invitation, it's an online birthday party. So there's no actual party. It's a birthday party.
Is it just like on Zoom?
That's a terrific question, because that's what I thought. It's like, okay, is the girl sick or something like that? Because
yeah.
I'm sure this was happening during COVID times, right?
I was going to say, this is giving me some very bad 2020 flashbacks, but yes.
Nope, it's not that. Nothing on Zoom. No one's... So it's an online birthday party, but no one's getting together at any point.
Okay.
The invitation explained that gifts can be sent to the address, to the home address.
Uh-huh.
It had a list of suggestions of gifts.
Okay.
And then at the bottom it said, or you can Venmo her money.
Where's the party happening?
Exactly. So the mom who is hosting this is skipping the party for her kid, but still wants everyone to send presents. Like one of this girl's, the birthday girl, one of her wish lists, she wants to stay in a hotel.
What? Where is it? Like, how old is this kid?
Hold on. Let me scroll through.
I wouldn't blame the kid for asking for anything. I mean, it's their wish list. Ask for a pony for all I care.
It doesn't say in this article. What is wrong with journalism today?
Hmm.
You would think it would. I would just assume elementary school.
That's so crazy, though, that they're not even doing like a... I mean, Zoom would suck to have a birthday party on Zoom, but to just skip it completely and just ask for gifts or Venmo payment,
right?
That's bold.
Well, she wants to stay at a hotel. Hotels cost money, but if you chip in with a Venmo payment, you can give her wish of staying in a hotel for her birthday.
And you don't even get like free pizza or ice cream or anything.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
216-474-0104. Your thoughts on this? What would you do if you were the mom or the parent in this situation?
Would you send a gift, send a Venmo payment?
Right. Because assuming that you have some sort of relationship with the mom who
is requesting this.
Right. And then your son or daughter probably knows the birthday girl.
Right.
So do you just ignore it? Like, how would you handle that? See, I bring this up because I feel like I was in a similar situation when I got married. It's kind of the same thing, but it's not the same thing.
Oh.
So when I got married, as you know, Alyssa, I eloped in Las Vegas.
Right.
And I didn't tell anybody. Paul and I didn't tell a soul, not even my immediate family.
Until after, yeah.
And so when we returned home, we're trying to figure out how to tell everybody, especially like my aunts and uncles and extended family and friends. Like, how do I tell people now that I'm married? Keep in mind, this is pre-social media. This is 2007.
Yeah.
I'm not even on Facebook yet because I didn't join till 2009. So how do I let people know that I got married?
That's a good point. I don't really know.
We sent out like formal announcements that we read somewhere, like we Googled it or something, and it said, do this, send out a formal announcement that'll let everybody know that you got married, but there's no wedding or there's nothing like that. What I didn't expect to happen was people started sending money. Like,
oh.
I swear to you, hand over my heart right now, we had no inclination that people would send us any money. We just wanted to let people know that we got married. We weren't asking for anything, but people started sending money, like large amounts of money too.
Oh, I bet. It's a huge reason why I like didn't want to send out anything, because my mom was like, you have to have a party or at least send out announcements. People will send you money, like our relatives. And I'm like, that's so uncomfortable. I don't want to do thank yous. I'm just going to post an Instagram picture and hopefully it reaches the right people.
So is that rude and tacky what I did? But back to the birthday party, just asking for gifts, asking for money.
It kind of does sound like a registry, like for a child's birthday party. If she puts suggestions on there and she's also saying like, send a gift or just send a Venmo. Like, that's a wedding registry, in my opinion.
What would be the first thing that you would do if you received a birthday invitation like that? 216-474-0104. It's Q104. Yeah, I want to be clear. This did not happen here in Northeast Ohio. I wish it did. It sounds like a hash it out or an am I the bleep hole. I wish we had this mom to talk to. But we are kind of discussing the situation. The article in the New York Post that I read where a woman, she is throwing an online birthday party for her daughter, but there is actually no party. It's just a request for gifts and or money.
Not even like a Zoom get together or like anything like that. No FaceTime, no nothing. Just give us gifts.
And how would you handle that if you were a parent and you received an invitation like that? What would you do? Stephanie in North Royalton, good morning.
Good morning.
If you received an invitation like that, what would you do, Stephanie?
I think if obviously the kids are friends and they're close, I think that I would be a little taken back because I don't think I could ever do something like that. I think I would probably just send like a little gift with my kid to school to give to their friend or like drop off at their house. But I don't know, like it doesn't take much to throw like a little party, not even a lot, just like, hey, here's some pizza and some juice boxes, have fun in the backyard type thing. And I don't know, I feel like that's just teaching your kid to be materialistic. Like, it's fun to get gifts. Kids love getting gifts, of course, who doesn't? But also, it's putting value over material items over quality time with your friends and hanging out for a special occasion.
Would there be something in the back of your mind, like, would you feel guilty if you sent a small gift, but it wasn't actually one of the gifts that was on the list of requests?
Oh.
I get that. I think I would try to aim for something that they wanted, but I mean, like the hotel stays, expensive stuff like that, and it's not even a birthday party. I think that's kind of rude to even allow to put on there. I think I would do something to show, like, hey, we're friends, you know, I want to celebrate you. But also, I don't know, like, I kind of just get, like, the ick from it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I'm getting the ick from it, too.
So this girl, if she wants to stay in a hotel, let's say it's $150, $200 to stay one night at the hotel. Would you chip in $10, $15 and say, hey, enjoy that hotel stay? Part of it's on me.
I mean, I might consider that because, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have taken my kids. I've done big things on their birthdays with them. So I'm not against that. I think birthdays are a big deal. But I think I'd be more prone to it if there was like an actual celebration and it wasn't just all about the gift part. Like, I know we've gone to Disney for my kids' birthdays and people have asked me, hey, what can I bring for the birthday party? I'll tell them, hey, Disney gift cards would be awesome if you really want to bring something. You don't have to, but if you want to. So I think something like that, because you're still celebrating that person and not just putting it all on what can this person give me as a gift, but with no celebration.
I would do this as the dad. If the girl ends up going to a hotel room, she gets her birthday wish and she stays in a hotel room for the night, I would ask, all right, what hotel and what room? And then I would dial that room at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
For what?
Something I would do.
So like, you wanted this.
Just as a little stick it to him.
Why not?
Something like that. I don't know. All right, thank you so much for the calls this morning. It's Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
In the hot seat today, one more time, it's Chris in Olmsted Falls. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. If you get more questions right than her, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions, Chris?
I'm ready.
Let's get into it. Question one. The name of the plant with prickly spines that you will find in a hot desert.
Cactus?
Question two. The 90s band that gave us Black Hole Sun.
I don't know, so I'll say NSYNC.
Question three. It's the number on the Heinz bottle. It refers to its variety of products at the time.
57.
Question 4. The WNBA season kicks off tonight. Who was the number one pick in the most recent WNBA draft selected by the Dallas Wings?
I don't know. I'll say Caitlin Clark, but I believe that was the year before for the Liberty or whatever team.
Final question. It's a type of apple and also a famous mountain in Asia.
Himalayan.
All right, Chris, let's get Alyssa into the studio right now. I want to compare your answers to hers, of course.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
I have you down here 2 out of 5, Chris. 2 out of 5.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think we had some difficult questions today.
You did, for sure.
Oh, we got some tough ones?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Alyssa's been going like 5 for 5 regularly on the show. So I did try to...
up the ante a bit?
I did.
All right, okay.
So in order to win this game, Alyssa, you need 3 correct. You can tie if you get 2. Here we go with your 5 questions. The name of the plant with prickly spines that you will find in a hot desert.
A cactus.
Question 2. The 90s band that gave us Black Hole Sun.
Soundgarden.
That is correct. It's the number on the Heinz bottle. It refers to its variety of products at the time.
57.
I didn't think anybody would know that one.
I love ketchup.
All right, question 4. The WNBA season kicks off tonight. Who was the number one pick in the most recent WNBA draft selected by the Dallas Wings?
Caitlin Clark. No.
No, she was the number one pick last year.
Oh. And
she played a full season with Indiana. Paige Buchers was the number one pick this season.
I want to get into the WNBA this year. I want to go to the new W bar, watch some women's basketball.
You should do that.
It's on my 2025 bucket list.
Final question. It's a type of apple and also a famous mountain in Asia.
Fiji?
You said Fiji?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Again, I got to do a live fact check because I have something different written in front of me.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking right now. Oh, Fuji. It's Fuji. So I got it wrong.
Okay. Yes, you did. Oh, okay. So after the live fact check, yes, because I was expecting the answer to be Fuji. You said Fiji. But then when you said Fiji, it sounded right. It's like Fiji apple? Yeah, sure.
If you say something with enough conviction, it'll get you pretty far in life.
I thought it was a typo. I'm like, who screwed up again?
I should have just kept going with it and been like, no, it's Fiji. It's Fiji. I'm right. It's Fiji.
So that means, let's see, you got 3 correct today, Alyssa. 3 correct. That beats Chris's 2. So Alyssa wins today, Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Good game, Chris.
Good game. Tough questions.
Thank you, Chris. We loved having you. Thank you for playing. We do have some parting gifts for you. We are going to give you the fun packs to Berea's National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm in Olmsted Falls, so it's right down the street. My name is Chris, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.